You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You think of Michigan, you should think beer. Michigan is fifth in the nation now in the number of breweries, microbreweries, and brew pubs. Here with us now is someone who has really led the way in making Michigan such a leader in the world of beer and brewing, Larry Bell, the founder and CEO of Bell's Brewery. It is great to have you make the trip from Kalamazoo to be with us here today on Stateside.
Well, thanks. Always love a visit to Ann Arbor.
Got to ask, what brought you to brewing in the first place and to Kalamazoo?
I wound up in Kalamazoo to attend Kalamazoo College, and after college, I worked for a small European-style bakery called Zarcozy Bakery, which was yeast and grains. See, my dad was a home winemaker. I was interested in collecting beer cans.
I see things kind of
forming. Jimmy Carter legalized home brewing. And 1980, I moved into a house with some other guys, all like beer, and went out and bought a kit and started brewing in my basement. You know, and then I think it was 82, the Real Ale Company over in Chelsea opened. I kind of spied on them and saw what they were doing. Unfortunately for them, you know, their business was short-lived, but it was good to see what they had done.
And you had all these little seeds kind of planted anyway, so.
Yeah, my home brewing was getting a little out of control. I think the statute of limitations is over, so, you know, I might have been selling some cases out of the basement.
Maybe, sort of.
And
maybe, yeah.
There came a time I had a fish or cut bait, and I got a check for my birthday for $200, and that's what I started the company with. I wrote to the federal government, said, what do I have to do to get a license? Because I got to make this legal.
And that happened in what, 85? You sold your first beer commercially in 85?
Yeah, I opened the homebrew store in 83, and then the brewery opened in 85.
Did I see somewhere that when you began brewing in Kalamazoo, it was the first time that beer had been brewed legally there since the Prohibition?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The old Kalamazoo Brewing Company closed under local prohibition in 1915.
That's just mind-boggling when you think of the way Michigan is in 2017. You know, everywhere we go, there is a cool place to discover beer.
I think when I opened, there was probably less than 50 actual brewing companies in the country. And now we are north of 5,000.
That is unbelievable. And it has certainly been my sense, Larry Bell, that in the past decade, and really the last 5 years, Bell's has really emerged as one of Michigan's most recognizable companies. Why do you think that's happened?
Well, we've been around a long time. And when you go back to the early days, there was a point where I'm the only brewery in Michigan. And I'm loading my van on Fridays, and I'm driving to Ann Arbor and selling it over here. I'm driving to Lansing or Traverse City in Petoskey, even across the bridge. And in that way, I kind of became the local brewer to the state. And there's still people that, oh, you remember, you used to deliver in that old lousy van of yours. So there's a lot of old-time relationships that I and Bell's have across the state with people. We've been here a long time. You know, on top of that, I think we make really excellent quality beer.
When you think of particularly West Michigan, we think of the breweries that have emerged as major players nationally. Bell's, Founders comes to mind. Is there something special about West Michigan that makes it particularly hospitable to the beer business?
I think what's happened in Michigan, and I don't really want to toot my own horn here, but it's not just West Michigan. I think for the state, you know, when Bell's opened up, we had certain ideals of the kind of beer we wanted to make, and those were bigger beers and all. And so other people that came along then said, hey, that's what's working, so let's make that style of beer as well. Let's really go for this thing. So, you know, Founders or over here Jolly Pumpkin or Shorts up north, people said, wow, we as Michigan brewers, we really make some great beer, and we got to keep that up. We can't be, you know, sloughing this thing. And so I think what happens then is Michigan gets this great reputation for having big, bold, beautiful beers.
And all boats rise. We get a sense that there's a pretty close-knit community in the Michigan brewing community. A lot of collaboration?
You know, there is. Things are changing.
Okay, how so?
Well, the entire craft beer world is changing. We've seen an incredible influx of large corporations buying up small breweries, private equity people coming in. Things may not be quite as collaborative and groovy as they were even 10 years ago.
Interesting. Yeah, that, as you say, that injects a whole new kind of feel to it. What about the little, smaller breweries? How much do you maybe talk with them, maybe help them along this path that you have navigated so successfully?
You know, a lot of help that happens will come through. We have a professional organization, the Master Brewers Association. Mm-hmm. So we have quarterly meetings. We do technical talks. And that's a great time for people on the technical side of things to get together, learn what's going on, do brewery visits. I mean, there is a lot of camaraderie on that level. You know, that happens for us, too, with the big guys. I mean, we've had issues where we've called our friends at Miller and said, hey, we got an issue. We don't know. Can you help? We've done some testing for small breweries. Oh,
yeah.
We'll do that now and then. Hey, do you know what you have? No, not really. Why don't you give me a bottle? I'll take it over to the lab. We'll run it for you.
Okay.
You know, we'll give you a baseline.
What kind of advice might you give, you know, Larry, all these decades of success in making this happen, talking to someone right now who is brewing beer in their basement and maybe dreams of growing that into the next Bell's?
Right now, in 2016, we saw a dramatic decrease in the growth rate for craft brewing. And, you know, nothing lasts forever.
Okay.
So it's getting a little bit more crunch time in the marketplace. A lot of the places that are opening are brew pubs or tap rooms, which that seems to be the most popular and successful model right now for people getting into the business. Going into packaging, then you really need to have something special to make yourself stand out in a very crowded field. And at retail, at the restaurant bar level, it's tough to get that space right now.
Boy, I just think of, you know, walking into the grocery store and just what presents you there as you walk up to the options is mind-blowing.
Yeah, and you say, you know, small breweries, but, you know, a brewery like Bell's or Sierra Nevada or New Belgium, you know, we have pretty sophisticated sales teams, marketing teams now. You know, when you're starting out, people invest in the brewery, but they also have to remember to invest in people to be able to get out there and deal with wholesalers and retailers. And you have to kind of know how to play that game and have some resources for that as well.
You know, as a business owner, you're looking ahead over the next, say, 5 or 10 years. What are your biggest concerns?
Well, for me, it's been succession. And I know you introduced me as CEO. That's not actually true. My daughter is now CEO. I retain the title of president, but my daughter, Laura, next generation, is coming up. So for me, that's been a big challenge. The easiest thing to do when you get older and look for an exit strategy is to sell.
Right.
Hardest thing to do is to pass it on to your family. That takes a lot of work. But she's great, and so we've been managing that transition, and I have less reports. As I sit here today with you, I have far fewer people reporting to me, and life is a little bit easier.
A little more. I'm just interested. When you go out on a Saturday night anywhere, what beer do you order? What's your go-to fave beer?
When I go out on a Saturday night, I'm usually out with Mrs. Bell, who doesn't drink beer.
Okay.
So I might not be drinking beer. I might be helping her out with a bottle of wine. Now,
if you're not with Mrs. Bell and it's beer time,
you know,
what's your favorite?
There's a beer that actually has an Ann Arbor connection that we brew seasonally called Quinanon Falls. And the beer came to me in a dream one night when I was staying at the Campus Inn. It was a very vivid dream, and I woke up and drew the label on the Campus Inn notepad next to my bed. And driving home, I called the brewer, said, we're going to make this. And I called the artist I knew up in Grand Rapids area and told her, you're going to paint my dream. And she did. And
is there a Quinanon Falls?
No, it only exists in my imagination.
Okay.
It's sort of the Brigadoon of the Boreal North. The natives knew about this. If you're pure of heart, it'll come to you once, twice in your life. And you spend the day in introspection, examining the spirit world in your own life at Quinanon Falls.
Larry Bell, founder and now president of Bell's Brewery, and seemingly enjoying that new role very, very much. It was great to talk with you. Thank you for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much.